This is CKMX Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon. See you in the void again tonight. I've been unusually, I had a fruitful weekend. I had music just oozing out of my fingers. It was nice. I haven't had one of those weekends in a couple weeks. So, tonight, I don't have any fluid theme of any sort. It's just obscure experimental music from my hard drive. A lot of this stuff you won't find anywhere else. I think two or three of the songs I play tonight you'll be able to find on YouTube Music or something like that. But this is all just hard to get your hands on kind of stuff. Out of print, and just out of reach. So the first song is called Warhead. And it's off the self-titled Thinking Plague album, The Thinking Plague.
Distorting the medium of aimless growth. choking faithful in the nuclear haste. Their Cadillac's racing, no time to waste. Perception has what insight screams. Life is just a dream within a dream.
I find that song absolutely delightful. I hope you did too. Squeaky ghosts around here. Up next, we're going with a trio. And this is a ridiculously noisy trio. All three of these guys stand out in their respected fields. I guess you'd call it. We got Riel Bjorkenheim on guitar, Bill Laswell on bass, and Morgan Argen on drums. Bill Laswell is probably best known to hang out with the Funkadelic Boys, Parliament and whatnot, back in the day. And Morgan Argen nowadays is probably best known for hanging out with Devin Townsend, but originally he's probably best known for hanging out with Frank Zappa. So this is their song off their album. What the heck is that album called? It's called like Exit or something, or Brixt or something, or I forget. It's called 444-2252. Enjoy.
Down.
more wonderfully off the wall, visceral music. So up next, we're going to go with a band we've heard here before. A band called Healing. They're an experimental folk music band made of members from Denmark, Norway, and Germany. The music is based on old stuff. They like the runic inscriptions, Germanic people. Runic inscriptions of the Germanic people, Iron Age, Viking Age, that kind of stuff. And these guys have that thing going on. There's like this vibe that's instantly recognizable when you hear these guys. And it's best to sort of just let it happen rather than trying to fight it or overthink it. This is their song called Fylgja Ear. Now, Fylgja in Norse mythology is a supernatural being or spirit which accompanies a person in connection to their fate or fortune. Up next, we're going to go with a band that's very near and dear to me. I'm going with King Crimson. Now, this is a song called Vroom. Now, Vroom, like the last song here we just played, isn't some strange, obscure, hard-to-find thing. You can find Vroom on Spotify. You can find the CD imprint or record at the record store. But this particular copy of Vroom is incredibly hard to find. And this is a recording from them at Massey Hall in Toronto. And this was just... it was an awesome show. And the song was awesome. It was awesome to be there. And it was back in 2015. November 20th, 2015. And it was just electric. It was the moment when I realized how awesome this band truly was. I was already a fan. You know, to be the Massey Hall to see King Crimson, you have to be a fan, you know, to show up there by accident. But that's when I went from being a fan to being like, I started calling them probably the best live band I'd ever seen. And I still think they are. So Vroom, King Crimson, live, Toronto.
Thank you.
Up next, we have another band that we have featured here before. A band called Abraxas. And Abraxas was a band that was put together just to play John Zorn's music. The last time we heard Abraxas, they were playing some music from the Book of Angels. This is Abraxas playing some music from the Book of Beriah. The song is called Betul, or in English, Selfishness. We'll be right back. And again, with someone very familiar, the most familiar, Mike Patton. This is from the debut album by Mike Patton and John Catta. Very wonderful music. Very unique. It's got like a film score meets an old Western movie with your Mike Patton treatments. Wonderful stuff. The song is called Nuit Silencia, or Silencius. There was a musician I featured earlier tonight on drums, Morgan Argan. He's a brilliant drummer. He has this way of approaching the drums that seems out of control and nihilistic, yet he's so controlled and he's so disciplined. He could be the best drummer alive. I don't classify him as my favorite drummer. He could be in the right circumstances, but he just isn't. And this song is another example of his fantastic approach to percussion. The other song is completely different than this song, and many songs by this guy are different from one to the next. This is from his most recent solo album. The song is called NH1. Thank you. For us to slowly say goodbye in the most unusual way, with strange music and strange thoughts, sometimes a new understanding or a new outlook, sometimes a feeling of disappointment, an urge, a yearning that went unsatisfied by some Yahoo's bizarre selection and songs. But here we are, nearing the final destination, Eclipse and Apocalypse. Now, I had a few more songs, a few more bands I wanted to play tonight, but I was really enjoying the soundscape I was crafting with my synth earlier, and I was combining a bunch of stuff. I was combining some sampled sounds I have of me bouncing a bow and a violin and dragging that same bow across a cymbal on a drum kit. And also some sounds of me playing an e-bow on a guitar, which is another strange synthetic style device for making guitars do things guitars aren't supposed to do. And then I record that sound and make it do stuff it's not supposed to do. And then I combine that with sorts of oscillators, sawtooth and square and sine wave and low pass and multiband and formant filters and, you know, wave guides and wave tables. It all sounds like somewhere between a wood shop and music. And I just combined all this stuff, and I was using it through MIDI, controlling it from a little MIDI controller, not little, 61 key MIDI controller. And then to my left, I had my analog synthesizers also doing stuff. And even though it was so subtle for a while, there was a lot going on. And I'm just using looping effects and delays and sustain pedals and hold buttons, and I'm just running around. And I kind of want to set up my studio Mike Oldfield style, you know, and just one night and just have microphones everywhere, just plugged in all over the place, and have them all feeding into the mixer, have them all turned up, and just make sounds. I mean, I do that kind of stuff basically all the time, but I want to do it maybe on the radio. We'll see. So yeah, it's good to see you here again, as always. Hope to see you again. See you here again soon. The last song of the night is by a band called Grotus. The song is called Shivayanama. And it's off their album, The Slow Motion Apocalypse. So here's a song for hopefully something that is not happening right now. It's good to see you in the void, as always. And hope to see you in the cosmos forever. Love from everywhere.